It's difficult not to spend time outside on a sunny day in the middle of the summer, right? But this weekend, a dust storm the size of the U.S. lower 48 is blowing into town.
I would say all of South and Central Texas is probably going to be under the gun for this dust storm to arrive, probably Saturday evening, early Sunday. So much of Southern Texas will definitely experience this next round of dust storm.
Jason Dunyon is a scientist at NOAA, and he says this is dust storm season in the Sahara Desert. He says we often deal with African dust this time of year and just don't notice it.
But if it's a big enough storm like you had last week, and the next one that's coming over the weekend probably will be similar, you start to see that the sun really does light up that dust. And the way those dust particles are shaped, you really see it at sunrise and sunset. And it kind of has this milky white appearance when it's up in the sky overhead.
Whether you see it or not, these dust particles get into your eyes and nose and even your lungs. And Dr. Anoop Nambiar, a pulmonologist at UT Health San Antonio, says that can cause real problems.
The patients who are going to be most susceptible are really going to be young children. I would also say older adults, but even more so patients who have chronic types of lung problems like asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and interstitial lung disease, which is also sometimes referred to as pulmonary fibrosis.
But even healthy people can have an inflammatory response to the foreign dust.
And that kind of just revs up things. Your body just will not feel like it's working well. It won't feel like you have energy like you might have. And on top of it, you may have some sinus symptoms, congestion, runny nose, just generally not feeling well. But on top of that, respiratory problems.
So if you start to feel not so great this weekend,
stay indoors where the environment is cleaner and stay hydrated, get enough rest. That typically, you know, could get you better. And if you have no choice but to be outside, I would just even recommend even kind of wearing a mask, at least having some kind of respiratory barrier to protect you somewhat.
And if you buy a mask, keep it handy. Dunyon says dust storm season in the Sahara typically lasts until mid-August. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.